Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and in each of us for all things dealing with economics and finances, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 167. Be whole. Take the action. Have the conversation. Be whole. Take the action. Have the conversation. There is so much that the word whole contains. To be whole is to be healthy, to be dis-ease free. No dis-ease, not broken or damaged. It's to be complete. It's to have all your parts, all the parts. It's the perfect image of unity, not divided up. Think of even a bowl that gets tossed in some upset. Maybe even in your house, figuratively speaking, there's a dish and you're holding it and someone seems to knock into you, you lose your balance and you drop the plate and it becomes pieces. It is no longer whole. Because of dis-ease, stress of some sort, it has been mangled, if you will. It has lost its balance. It has been thrown. It is now broken. It is now damaged. It is now, we see the parts of it. It is no longer a unified whole. It's divided up. This happens to people. We, at times, are quite honestly as fragile as a piece of porcelain. We are this way at times when we allow ourselves to be jarred by the things of the world, from the personality self, what people think or say, or how we think it's supposed to be. This opens the possibility of dis-ease, which, when allowed to persist, becomes the actual illness. But we are not here to live lives of dis-ease. Yes, it may happen. And it's up to us to be aware when we've allowed ourselves to be in that position. You see, no one can really do it to us. We allow ourselves. We may even have the absolute best intentions. Give, give, give. And yet we have not taken time out to receive. It is out of balance, the giving and the receiving, if we receive at all. Receiving is oftentimes taking time out for us, taking time out to recharge your own batteries so you will have the inner strength to not be pushed and shoved by the world, in quotation marks. To be healthy is to be whole. And healthy is, by definition, physically and mental well-being. Freedom from dis-ease. Right out of the dictionary. Freedom. If you are feeling tied and torn and not sure which way to go, I share with you, you are in the midst a potential dis-ease. Now, don't be concerned or anxious about it. We're told exactly what to do about it. We are told take the action, have the conversation. In your heart's mind, you know the right thing. You absolutely know the right course. It's this internal mental battle, if you will, this warring with our inner self. Should I or shouldn't I? What could happen? What will they think? Will I say it wrong? Will they hear it wrong? That is what creates the most upset within us. It's not so much, although it appears at first, about the situation or the people that seem to be creating the upset. It's our letting it build up and build up and build up inside of us. This mental upset that leads oftentimes to physical upset. We're told, take the action. Move forward. Choose something. Choose to decide not to do anything and be done with it. It's not that you have to act and do something to change something. It's make the decision. Make the decision to move away from a situation or person. Make the decision to choose to let it take its own course. Make the decision to give it to somebody else. Make the decision that now is not the right time to make the decision. Take some action. Do something. Versus having this internal back and forth, this internal upset, this internal crisis. Or have the conversation. Conversation literally means talking together. It could start with yourself. It could start with your mental self speaking to your higher self. It doesn't have to be with another person first. Ask for clarity inside. That's a perfect way to get settled instead of just bantering back and forth mentally. Start inside. And then you will be guided how to have the conversation. And then once you do know it's time to have a conversation with a person that seems to be involved in whatever the situation is, that seems to be pushing and shoving and jarring you, the, in quote, crisis. Consider first blessing the situation, coming from love, knowing that your higher self and angels are guiding you to say all the right things and to have the situation be resolved under grace easily. Go into the conversation knowing that is true before it ever begins. And then when you speak, you'll speak from your heart center. You'll speak from a higher plane, not a personality self that's all caught up in right and wrong. And you will receive a better result. It's a conversation where you're not concerned about the results. You are more focused on coming together and allowing the results versus controlling the outcome. Knowing you are guided at all times. This is being whole. And why be whole? You can only be at your best when you feel complete. When you feel ease and comfort, unified. And not distracted by what is missing, needing something, having hurt feelings. These are the things that take you off your course. These are the things, when untreated, become disease. Now, sometimes we can get confused. We may be having a moment that feels like disease, dis-ease when truly that disease is working itself out of us. That's important to recognize. Before we get too carried away in our mind about what's going on, pause and ask. Become quiet. Ask inside, what is going on? And this, what appears to be dis-ease, may truly be a healing. You are on your path of becoming cleansed again, releasing whatever is like a thorn that's whittled away and creates, seems like a sore. But the reason for the sore is to allow it to build up this healing pus, and when it opens, it cleanses. Now, it can be messy at times, but when it heals, you will be, the toxin will be released. And so, oftentimes, what appears to be dis-ease, if we will be discerning, is really a healing in the makings. And if we do not mentally give into it and simply allow the process to happen with love and thanksgiving, this will pass, and you'll be here vibrating. Your presence will be full, and you will be whole at a higher level. Not simply broken pieces glued back together again, but truly unified, knowing yourself, releasing these past things that have plagued you consciously and unconsciously in the past, and therefore have plagued your current life because the decisions you made were based on emotions you've held from the past, not even totally being aware of it. So our message, in its simplicity, is truly a deep one: to be whole. To be whole takes awareness. It takes a willingness on our part to take the action, have the conversation. And oftentimes, before we jump to do it outside, be willing to be quiet and non-judgmental and go inside. That's all it is. Start inside. And you may discover this is a healing moment. And the crisis that appears to be outside is one to be healed inside first, and the outside will come naturally. So we will keep this message in mind today as we go into meditation. So we go into the space to be whole today. I invite you now to breathe inside. Breathe inside. Nice, long, gentle breaths. Feeling the sunshine outside glowing on you inside now. Breathing in this pure golden white light. Breathing in pure divine life force into your heart center now. See this light inside of you. Now it may be a different color. Breathe into this light. Become unified with this light. Allow yourself to melt to the center, the core of your being. Become one with beautiful golden white light inside of you. It may take on the color of green, the color of the heart chakra. Welcome this color. It may be red. Welcome this color. Orange, pink, blue. Become one with this color. Simply breathe into this light. as you do, feel it embracing you, penetrating every cell and atom of your being. And now, perhaps you are feeling physical dis-ease somewhere. Shine this light inside on this physical part of your being. Shine all this love, 90 billion megahertz of pure love essence on this physical part of your being. Simply send it love of the highest order from inside of you to this part of you that feels separate and divided from your whole. Send this love right now. Feel radiating, penetrating, cleansing, filling the space where you feel separate from your whole, that feels dis-ease. Sending 90 billion megahertz of pure divine love right now. Nothing else matters right now. Feel this love. Love, love, love. See and feel it doing God's work now within you. Like a beautiful sun or moon, shine the spotlight of absolute healing love light on this space now. See it brightening, lighting, whatever it is that is out of harmony with the whole divine being, who you are now. And as the shadows show up, bless them. You may ask, and you will be told, what is it that this is about? Without judgment, just curiosity, what is it this is about? Simply shine this pure, brilliant, golden white light of pure love, 90 billion megahertz of pure love essence on this space now, and see whatever has been off with divine love, and see whatever it is simply melting back to the nothingness from where it came. Bless it now. Release it now. Know this is a gift. This is a gift. Be grateful for this gift, trusting in this gift, honoring this gift, listening inside to the truth of the matter now. And see yourself becoming whole, filled with this light, filled with the peace of knowing you have been given this time to heal. To truly heal unspoken and stuffed things from the past. To choose a higher path for yourself now. So you can truly fulfill your destiny now under grace. Feel the love. Feel divine love working through you now. And see the light inside transform. It is no longer the color it was. And in your mind's eye, allow yourself to see clear blue skies, absolute health, pure health now, knowing all is well. From this place of wholeness, you may ask, what is my next right action? Who am I to speak with? Who am I to see? What am I to do? You'll be told. Listen. Listen with that childlike innocence, expecting exact perfect direction. Still yourself, feeling whole, being one with the universe. Breathe. Peace. And from this place, ask again, what's my next right step? And ask again, based on the answer you've been given, be complete, have a quiet mind, ask the next question that pops up, till you feel totally at peace. This puzzle is resolved under grace. You are whole. You are free. You are healthy. Be your I Am presence now. Be filled with inner strength. And that inner strength at times means letting go and letting God work through the situation under grace now. Honor your higher self, dear ones. Take one more moment to shine this light of truth, this pure love energy on this part of you that before felt separate from the all of you. See it with peace and loving eyes, with great gratitude, and come back to your heart center. Come back to the core of your being, your essential self. Feel yourself regenerated as love again. And you are one. And you feel the rays of this pure, divine core who you are, radiating in total to every cell and atom of your being equally. You are again the center of the universe. And the light of the universe is radiating in and through all of you now. Feel this peace everywhere. And know that it's here for you at every moment. Breathe it in. Feel this peace. This harmony. The richness of this moment. As you slow down your breath, being one with the vibration of the universe again. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back and bring the all of you back to the surface, back to stand tall, whole, and complete. A Mother Earth again, to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit, free to move as you are guided by spirit, knowing the truth, living from your higher self. Come back, breathe again to your heart center. And as you do, become conscious of your feet, your toes, your hands and your fingers, your neck and your head. Gently move them. Welcome back. Welcome back, dear ones. I bless you and thank you. Have a glorious day and night. Remember, you are whole, you are free, you are healthy. I love you. Namaste.